Log Talk Radio.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good.
And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with meats on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Julie Mafia, Mass Label.
Cause
Yeah. I feel like the underdog, but really over folk already. Any rapper doper than me would have overdosed already. I'm rolling smoke, but all my homies comatose already. Gone, cause they on Patron, I had his own and smoke already. Yo, I don't fear the devil, I'm grown and been broke already. So I hit that nigga right on his phone, we spoke already. Nobody ain't wake up on their own, I've been woke already. Even though I hold chrome and throw stones to the coke already. Yo, bones would have broke already if a nigga disrespected me. Dickheads get vasectomies, pussies get hysterectomy. I knew your chick was on my dick, she DM messaged me. Took a lift to the address and start molesting me. She got a good head on her shoulders, that's a specialty. And I don't mean intellectually, I mean sexually. If dudes need food for thought, I seen the recipe and wrote it down, so when I'm chefing up, got them open now. It's like I got the best coke in town, and a bunch of smokers round waiting to grab it after it's broken down. I ain't laughing or joking round, to get a bag and I be floating round. I need the promotion now. As far as politics, it's a lot of commotion now. They need to pass a law, all fellas can start voting now. Most of the clowns in the industry be offending me. They went from taking bars to taking niggas' identity. When I heard Kane and G rap on the symphony, I instantly picked up my pen and that's in my memory. I learned a lot from KRS and he commended me. E. Sermon and Parrish Smith had the perfect chemistry. If you don't know your history, then how can you pretend to be the culture? You simply a vulture and that's a sin to me. I keep raps prepared, cats scared to get it in with me. They feel insecure when a nigga in the vicinity. Cause I never been gimmicky or ever tried to cheat success. To prove that I'm better, I'm always willing to beat the best. I could write a whole album in a week or less and come with godly type flows on a beat I bless. If killers move in silence, I should start speaking less and probably learn sign language after you get beat to death. Some niggas in the streets depressed trying to get their money up cause they started off 2020 with 20 bucks. It's 2.2 grams, I bag 20s up. Get rid of weight, some shit on the waist like I got a tummy tuck. You not gonna see the success if you think the key to success is 2.2 pounds. Y'all niggas dumb as fuck. I started rapping in the 80s, I was young as fuck. Got my first deal in the 90s and started coming up. Went platinum in the 2000s and told them run it up. Now it's 2020, I still feel I ain't done enough. So I'm still fucking niggas' stomachs up. And all the critics too thumb it up. That's why I never hung it up. Facts.
Tuned in to the Council Radio Nellyville show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Happy Saturday, everybody. Thanks to everybody that's been listening in, tuning in, zooming in. All my supporters, I appreciate you so, so much. Shout out to the sponsors, 12 Rounds of Music. Shout out to the council, my family, my family. I'm the council, we the council, we all the council. Let's get it. Shout out to DJ 7, the team in the mix. Man, big shout out to Sonny Blitz. He's so dope, so, so dope, so, so dope. Like, he make you want to move. He make you move. So big shout out to Sonny doing his thing on that commercial. Also, big shout out to Capone, UK fam, doing his thing on the commercial. And D-Hall, the queen, my girl, doing her thing. That's my fam right there. Fam, bam. But we got interview going down today, 7 o'clock. I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm going to say Lele because Lele, you know, it might be Lele. Calling in at 7 o'clock, she's dropping a banger. That's all I can say is it's a banger. I heard it twice, and it was slapping both times. So I'm going to put that a heavy rotation, but we're going to get her on the line at 7. Shout out to DJ 7, a team in the mix, while we're talking about 7. Shout out again to DJ 7, a team in the mix. So we're going to get into the grooving. Going to get the grooving. But first, let me mention the Get Down tonight. The jam that's going down tonight at Tequila Garage. Big shout out to Upset coming through the other day to do that interview. He will be for performing tonight at the Tequila Garage. The doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. It's either $5 or 5 canned goods, 18 and over, with ID, wear a mask. Don't forget 5 canned goods. Everybody probably got 5 canned goods, so, you know, bring that. I'll be in the building to be repping. Update the picture we got from the last time he was here. It was so dope. So I know it's going to be dope tonight. Everyday hustle, hashtag that is going to be going down tonight. Can't wait. So stay tuned. It's your girl Nelly. This Sierra, y'all. My girl CeCe. Root it. Let's get it.
Got the heart, got the soul like Harriet. A queen since she born, that was evident. That's evidence of black excellence. I can tell a good dog when I'm petting him. Know that if I have his tribe, he protecting him. Mother of a child of God, I invest in him. Nutrition and brown milk in him. Young Rosa, young Luther, keep marching. Floodgates coming over, don't stop him. Charts, that's a better win than popping off in the streets. Ain't no checking this. I can tell a good dog when I'm petting him. Know that if I have his tribe, he protecting him. Mother of a child of God, I invest in him. Nutrition and brown milk in him. Young Rosa, young Luther, keep marching. Floodgates coming, no, it don't stop him.
Popping, I'm rooted. Pull the hood out me.
watch out, boy. You think you can pull me up out of my stem? Nah, me rooted in the soil. Me rooted in the melon. Young girl, stay rooted.
I don't plant my seeds, I'm rooted. Brown skin popping, I'm rooted. You pull the hood out me, I'm rooted. Rooted, nappy head rooted.
Now my Twitter's blowing up cause I spoke my mind online. Got no time for this. Reality is chasing me. My life is like a list. Wake up, get up, get up. Hustle, hustle, speed up, speed up. I start my day, take time to pray. No time to get to my haters. Wait, did I just say haters? Now wasting no bars on you. So much potential inside of me, and I'm taking my opportunity. Day, I will walk in my power. Today will be my finest hour. No more coulda, shoulda, woulda. No more coulda, shoulda, woulda. I live for me, I can't live for you. I have a dream, I have a dream, and I do believe this is the last time I let you play with my mind. Now I know better. Now my phone's blowing up cause I spoke my mind last night. Got no time for this. Is my heart still beating? Is my heart still beating? I'm over you, I'm over you.
Nobody answering that.
Wake up, get up, get up. Hustle, hustle, speed up, speed up. I start my day, take time to pray. No time to give to what's his name. Wait, did I just say what's his name? Now wasting my time on him. I know my king is out there for me, so I take my opportunity today. Woke up this morning, I pick up my phone and see this crazy thing that's out here going on. And I'm like,
hold up, they talking about me.
Got enough to worry about without thinking about this. I've been black girl magic, 20 years I've been at it. I'm over you, I got nothing to prove.
Or maybe you do.
Hollywood, sexist and racist, and still we smile through all it. You'd be surprised what we deal with. The way we show up and kill shit. I love my brown skin so much. Been that way before Wakanda. So that's what you thought of love me. And I'll never stop. So today
yeah.
tune back in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Now let's get to the indie. This is one of my local faves. We're going to get into a couple of them back to back. This Ain't That, J. Tovin. Let's get it.
Another Mike D exclusive.
Hey.
This ain't that, nigga. Thought I told y'all you acting like a bitch right now.
Bitch.
I think I'm old dog, real niggas, real bitches. This a roll call, I can't even deal with you. If I don't know dog, I just need a meal ticket. It make you feel different, we are not from H-Town, but we still tipping. Turning through the grapevine, that you still snitching. We done for the eighth time, and I'm still whipping. Dog, why these niggas wanna get involved? Oh, I forgot these niggas watch how niggas ball.
Right.
My dog said he got the pressure waiting on the call. For y'all, 800 for the bitch, cause you's a fraud. Looking at the glizzy, it's about that time. For me to hit a lick, yes, I'm gon' get mine. I am not your brody, I am not your slime. You be fucking with them rats, you probably know 6ix9ine. Like I know DJ Khaled, this another one. When I get some millions, I'ma probably get my brother some and my mother some. Then I run me up another one and another one. Niggas hating and we just begun. I don't fuck with fuck niggas, they make me feel iffy. Know some goons from Deuce folks, ain't talking Ken Griffey. Had to kick the bitch out, that bitch was too picky. If you talking money not, then tell him get with me.
Just counted out 20 Lawrence, nigga, add me up. Heard through the grapevine, they wanna line me up. Put the slammer on that kick, bitch, wind him up. Nigga said they be in an hour, let me back him up. Slide through the east, gripping on his heat. I wish a nigga would try me, hit me 6 feet. You run off on the plug, nigga, thinking shit sweet. Shit, me and mine good, nigga, I'm trying to eat. I got a family to take care of, gotta make sure that they eat. If they was having like I'm having, still couldn't compete. Grind hard, 3,200 in a week. This $1,500 shoes, baby, shit ain't cheap. Brody said he need 8 pounds, pay me next week. I'm going off of 8 of juice, got me swearing the Jeep. Niggas know the call when it's prepping the streets. First on the east, pour pints up. Niggas said he pouring ones, they ain't like us. We them niggas putting on for the east. Free my niggas dead and gone in these streets. Steady grinding like it's my last dollar for the week.
For me, can't get a tag.
This for the town, my dog is on my back.
You stay down, and you stab.
Through that crime,
you can't rap.
And that's facts.
That bitch ain't down for me, can't get a text.
This
for the town, my dog is on my back.
And that's facts.
I done fucked up so many times, it's in my past, I cannot go back. All of these niggas be dropping these dimes, and some of these niggas be right where they at. Nigga, that's facts, nigga, you lying. You ain't never been outside of the trap. They ask how I'm doing, I tell them I'm fine. I'm cool, a couple of steps to the back, it ain't no cap. All in my rap in the boom, man, you know I'm just stating the facts. Lil' baby thick, we just gon' go to the room, and you know I might hear from the back. That's all facts, ain't no cap, huh? Ain't no cap, bitch. We drop bombs on them, like I rap, bitch.
What's that in my pocket? That's top dollar. Remember them days we had top rhyming, and she giving me brand like a top scholar, and she get that shit up like it's no problem. Fuck is you talking? I been wildin'. When I get fresh to death, it is no stylin'. Can't go a year without no violence. Gotta look out for cock, cause they profilin'. And when I move, see, I be alone. These niggas been thinking I'm buggin'. All of these new niggas moving wrong. These niggas been capping for nothing. They think that I'm rapping for nothing. How you gonna trap out of iron? I used to trap out of iron, but now it's a P and the O is 200.
You stay down, and you stay. Do that crime. You can't rap. And that's facts. That bitch ain't down for me, can't get a text. This for the town, my dog is on my back. And that's facts.
Officers move in to arrest him. One of them puts his forearm around Garner's neck. More police join in, pinning him to the ground as he cries out.
Death is in the air. I heard a man say, I can't breathe. That's happening everywhere. Oh, chemical warfare. Death is in the air. I heard a man say, I can't breathe. That's happening everywhere. Oh,
the world panicked. My girl panicked. Business is closed. The news line, it was written. Let the truth be exposed. That says worse if your case is pre-existing. Well, damn, I think I'm doomed, because I've been sick of being a nigga. Now you want me to take precautions, because now you in my position. Connected to my exes, for once, can be my victim. And all the news updates will drive a nigga crazy if you listen. This is the same motherfucker say they had the right to kill him. So keep that in your mind as you go out and fight petitions. I'll fight to wipe your ass, but we won't fight to wipe the issue. My cousin say he been sleep, but now he finally get the picture. To focus on that bullshit, all that drip will keep you slipping. So let me ask, you really think them folks are killers by design? Or have us living feel like it's 1999? Or say a storm is coming like Katrina in 05? Turn around and give us checks to help us get us through tough times. You gon' take that vaccine they giving like a chip inside your spine. They say to kill the plague, but that shit really plague your mind. Do you really trust in God and been a Christian all this time? I take my chances with the Lord, and if not, I'm better off dying. I know it's chemical warfare.
Death is in the air. I heard a man said I can't breathe. Now it's happening everywhere. Oh, chemical warfare. Death is in the air. I heard a man said I can't breathe. Now it's happening everywhere. Oh, Lord. Man-made disease. Blood on the leaves.
Tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry because that's what I do. Happy Saturday, everybody. About to get ready for the interview. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Now, I don't want to get the name wrong. So, Lily, are you on the line?
This is her.
Okay, so did I say your name right? Yes, I can.
No, you got it right. You got it right. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Please let everybody know a little bit about you.
Hi. Well, I'm coming out from Sacramento. I am an R&B hip-hop artist. I am in love with music. You know, with what I do.
Right.
I just dropped a music video called How I Like It, and you know, I'm trying to stay humble and do my thing and make it to the top. You know, to
okay,
my best
so
out here.
Right. So when did you realize you wanted to be involved with music?
I would say my mom had this piano in her house that was supposed to just be for decoration. You know, none of us really played or had anything to do with music. And I sat down one day and I just started playing, but I played by ear. And I fell in love with the sound of the piano. And then after that, I started watching Selena I fell in love with her performance, and I got up on a state fair, or on our county fair stage, kid, when I was like 12 years old, either 11 or 12.
Wow.
And I hopped up on the stage and I sang Etta James, and I fell in love with performing right then and there. And from there, I knew that whatever I did, music had to be involved.
Okay, so which song by Etta James?
I did the most famous one.
Oh,
wow.
I know it, but it's on the tip of my tongue, because what's her name? Sung it. What's her name? Sung it.
Beyonce?
Oh, my. Yeah, her and a couple other people sung it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson. So, yes, I love Etta James. She's my top 10 of old school.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it was At Last by Etta James. And boy, did I fall in love with Etta James. She is who I got. She's the reason why I got into R&B music. I fell in love with her music and her voice and her everything so much that I fell in love with R&B music.
Okay,
I love everything about it.
Right. So what were some of your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
Oh, some experiences. I've met a lot of characters, I would say. I've met a lot of different people and it's like traveling, you know. You're on a journey, and when you make pit stops or you're going through somewhere, you meet a lot of different people, a lot of different characters, and they tell you about their destinations and where they're headed and where they're going. I would say I've met a lot of interesting and really good people on the way. A lot of other experiences are like performances. My favorite experiences are always when I see the crowd engaging. Those are my favorite experiences when it comes to music. I enjoy seeing faces and dancing and smiling, and you know, when they're sad song and they're crying with me, and you know, those are always my favorite experiences overall.
Right. Vibing with the crowd.
Absolutely.
So tell everybody that's listening, what sets you apart from somebody else that's doing exactly what you're doing?
I would say what sets me apart, I'm not in this music industry for fame or for money or for, you know, I understand, you know, money comes a part of it, and a lot of people do it because they got to get themselves out of hardships. But I do it because I wouldn't even just say only my passion for it, because I do have a lot of passion for it. But I would say that what gets me pushing 24/7 is the inspiration
right.
that I can bring for others, you know. I don't want to just make somebody dance with my music. I want to make somebody feel. And that's the thing, is that when I listen to Etta James, when I listen to Selena and Aaliyah and all my role models, they didn't make me just dance.
Mm-hmm.
They made me feel every word that they were saying, and that's what makes me different. Anything that I sing,
right.
anything that I perform has meaning to it, a deeper meaning.
You touch people's soul.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's the goal.
Right. Okay, I love
That's
it.
The plan.
So
thank you.
How long do you see yourself playing a part in the music?
In music in general, forever, honestly. My dreams, my plans, my long term goals is to make it myself, make it to the top. And then gain enough experience to one day open up my own label and, you know, open up a label and have different scouts everywhere to give anybody who wanted this opportunity the opportunity to do it, you know. I don't
right.
want people to feel right. like the only choice that they have is 9-to-5. I mean, 9-to-5 is cool. I'm not judging. But I know a lot of people
right.
end up choosing that not as a choice, but because they had no other choice. And that's what I want to give.
Right.
You know, I think all the way to my deathbed, I want to have something to do with music, something to do with it. All
right. I love it. So
can you
please tell me, how did you come up with How I Like It with Baby Bash?
How I Like It is the first song that I have that goes with my Latin heritage. Okay, I want to reach out at the same time. You know, Selena touched me in a different way. Selena, every role model that I have has given me something in my career, a piece, you know. And when I first met Selena as a young Latina, there wasn't many role models that I seen when I was a kid that brought out that Latin heritage. With how I like it, it brings out that poppy, urban Latin heritage in there. You know, it's cool. It's dance to it. You can feel to it. And that's what I want to bring. I want to make Latin heritage be cool. You know, and it is. You know, I want to contribute to that.
Okay, so we're going to get into the song. And y'all need to, we're going to get into all your, we're going to want to know your email and everything. We want to know your information because this video, the video is fire. Okay, so I've seen the video twice. I had to go back and look at it twice. I was like, okay, I love this track. It's
it was a really fun
experience. Right. It looked like y'all was having so much fun. So I love that you were having fun. So
that's what I think.
Go ahead.
Sorry, my bad. I was going to say, fun fact, if you look at the video a third time, if you will, there's a scene there where Baby Bash actually stops rapping, and then you'll see me come in and sing. You'll see him kind of dancing behind me. That was completely unexpected. He came in there while I was supposed to be doing this job by myself, and he started dancing, and I just started laughing. And that was, like, the really fun part in there. That was kind of like a little candid. You know, he just kind of jumped in there at random, started having fun with it. So if you ever, you know, if you take a look at that scene after he's rapping, there's like a little candid in there, and I promise it's not fake laugh. I was legit laughing. So I was like, this guy's crazy.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at it. I'm going to have to look at it again. I was walking around the house cleaning up. I seen the video. Okay, now I got to listen to it again and bump it real loud and try to dance with it. So that's what I
did. Thank you. You know, a lot of feedback that I get from people, I was getting reviewed on the song, and they were saying, oh, I feel like I should have a drink when I listen to this song. I just started laughing. I was like, hey, you know what? If it gets you in that mood, makes you feel like you got to just, if it's that Friday song that you play while you're drinking and just dancing, that's great.
Right.
That's great. That.
Okay. That is what's up. So we're going to get into the track. Go ahead and please introduce the track. Don't hang up. We're not done with the interview.
Okay. All right. Well, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Lili. This is my brand new track, How I Like It, featuring Baby Bash. And stay tuned because this interview is definitely not over.
Hey.
Just wanna play 'em. From the bottom to the guess, guess who's in La Casa? That super bad fly, muchacha. And she dripping wet, all about that chick. Can't never be your sunshine. And I really can't hate or duplicate. Mommy got the real, not super fake. You always on time, they super late. Money on the table, let's swoop the cake.
I'm going to tell you right now, Lele, the industry needs you in it. Because this right here is a number one track. J-Lo needs to be hitting you up right now. Shakira, they all need to hit you up right now.
I appreciate that. That's so awesome.
Crazy. I love this. I love the track. So is this the first single off the EP?
No, it is not. I actually have a couple other singles that are out. Have another one that's coming up, so it's already released. You can find it. It's called Turn Me Down, and that is actually supposed to be the next video. So I could actually probably get in trouble for saying that. I don't know if I was allowed to say that, but. that's the next move.
Okay.
Is Turn Me Down. But that's gonna be one of the singles on the EP too, I believe. But
okay,
how I
like so
it,
go
it,
ahead.
The Baby Bash on it.
Okay, go ahead and give out your social media, and let everybody know where they can find your music at.
So my social media is official_Lele LELE. You guys can find all my music on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. And you guys can catch up and keep up with the whole journey and everything that we got going on Instagram. I'm constantly posting I don't do Snapchat. I do better with the stories on Instagram because I like to interact with people.
Right.
But Instagram, doing posts on there of shows, what we got going on next, and I like to do a lot of sneak peeks. I get in trouble because I like to do a lot of sneak peeks and behind the scenes situations.
Okay, right. Let us know. So this is what I'm gonna do. I got a hashtag how I like it. I got a hashtag how I like it. And everybody that's listening, if you listen, I'm gonna need you to hashtag how I like it. And tag her
Thank
in
you.
It and let her know
you so
how
much.
You like it.
Heck yeah,
we
got to
keep
I know
this.
How I like it. I want to know how y'all like it.
Exactly. So, like, if you got a Snapchat or something, they can go and do the dance how I like it.
Absolutely. Hey, if you guys post it on your Instagram stories, I will repost them. Absolutely. You know, I absolutely love reposting and sharing everybody's feelings. So if you guys go on Instagram, you guys tag me in your videos, tag my page, absolutely I will add you guys to my stories just so everybody can see your moves and how you like it.
Okay, so I got to ask you, who would you love to work with?
Oh, you know what? I have her dead on my mind, and I don't know why I can't even get her name out right now because I know it. I'm just it would be insane. I've already met her twice. I've gotten the pleasure to, but I would say my big starstruck moment, if they told me, is Kehlani. If I got to work with Kehlani, she is my absolute favorite of all time right now. I'm in love with everything she stands for.
Yeah. I love her too. So, KK, get in there. KK and Lee about to come out with a track.
Okay, that is what's up. So, okay, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
In general or on my path?
Just in general.
I'm waiting on somebody like Tupac Shakur. I gotta be honest with you, whether it be a singer, whether it be a rapper, you know, I'm doing my best to try and fill those shoes too. But I'm
right.
in love with how he did music. And the reason I say that is because he spoke about things that, you know, people didn't want to speak about. And I'm
right.
constantly, whenever somebody shows me their tracks, whenever they show me their music, I'm constantly looking for that person who's talking about life, you know, real life situations, you know, putting it in there, using their platform as a way to spread the word. So I'm
right.
looking and I'm waiting. Hopefully I can fill those shoes. And if I can't, I'm looking for somebody who can definitely use their platform to spread the bigger message.
Right. That was a great, great answer. So that was all
Thanks.
My interview questions. All I'm going to say is hashtag how I like it. I'm going to play it again. But first, can you please give some of the word of wisdom to people out there that's trying to do what you do?
I would say with the most cliche way ever, never give up. And the reason why I say that is because I always tell people when they ask, you know, how do you do it in the music business? You know, the thing is that you gotta have passion for what you do. You gotta have passion for whatever you do, whether it be music business, sports, modeling, whatever it is that you decide to do, you gotta have passion in it, and you gotta do your absolute best in whatever you do. So that would be my
right.
advice to everybody. Just to, as long as you got passion, you're never working a day in your life.
Exactly. Great advice.
Thank you.
So
I want to thank you.
Thank you for calling in today. Shout out to DJ 7 for setting this up. You want to shout out anybody?
Oh, I can shout out a million people.
Shout out to a million people.
Shout out to my team. Shout out to all my supporters and everybody who's supported me throughout this whole journey. And shout out to all those who like the song. And shout out to you. You know, I'm giving a shout out to everybody.
Right.
Thank you. A big thank you to everybody who's been with me. And the reason why I can't say specifically is because there are so many people who have supported me in this journey and this video and many more. That list would just be so long, you know, we'd end up going into the next
right.
day. Not much time to speak about
right.
But thank you to everybody.
You are so welcome, Lily.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're going to have a great journey, and I'm going to be with you along on that journey. Hashtag how I like it, everybody. And here it go again. Have a great weekend, Lily.
You too. Bye, y'all.
Keep my foot on the gas.
cha-cha. If you drip it wet, all about that chick can't never be your sunshine. And if really can't hate or duplicate, mommy got the real, not super fake. You always on time, they super late. Money on the table, let's swoop the cake.
Quick, God, what you doing over there, God? You know,
yeah.
We gotta make it back to the rest, you know what I'm saying?
What time you got?
God, it's about 4:30, God.
Oh,
you
man.
Already know what it is, God.
I gotta hurry up, man.
You too?
I gotta go, man. I gotta go check out the council show.
Council show. Let's go.
Yo, it's almost 5, so you know I gotta go, cause I gotta. gotta go check out that Nellyville show.
Making it home is my priority. Must make it to head of council radio show. Get an aggressive part of me.
Hopped on the scooter and I headed up the Fifth Street. Seemed down on the bus when the bus nearly hit me.
I'm looking at my watch, the bus seemed to be trudging. Looking towards the window, watching Big Show, you bugging.
I made it home and I did it in the nick of time. I'm feeling good like I just passed the finish line.
I jumped off the bus, giving the driver a few words I cuss. He deserves, can't stop, I'm in a rush. I'm running people, I'm bumping, I'm not hearing nothing they say. On my way, this show here be jumping. Holding my house key, have my wisers in the freeze. My earth talking to me, baby, please, baby, please.
Click the link, then I wait to hear Nellyville. Shout out to my people doing it, yeah, without a deal.
My family's independent, they're moving like a giant. Can't be held by any small minded, we're defiant. Council, radio, word out, come on. Council, council. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.